Our reading is going to be brought to us by George McQueen. George, thank you.
Our reading this evening is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 5. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us have one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
Okay, it's really, really lovely to be here. It is a very different audience to I'm used to when I am in Wellington. I normally have 500 screaming children sitting where you are. I'm really glad you're not making as much noise as they do. But it's a real privilege to be here tonight for your GB enrollment service. I always like, when I do a GB enrollment, just to state my credentials, just so that you know who I am. I'm hoping this is going to work for me. But I did used to go to GB. This is me a long, long time ago when I was about 3. And I went to GB. My mum was the captain of the GB that in the church that we went to. So I started GB when I was 2. I kind of think that's punishment on a child. But there was no other option. And I came to GB every Friday afternoon for a lot of years. So it's a privilege. I love GB. I think it's a brilliant organization. I'm currently not involved in GB, but I do love coming to speak to girls and being part of services like this. Now, I have a question. My question's particularly for the girls, but I'd love for you all to take part in what we're doing. I'm going to show you a couple of pictures. They're going to be on the screen, and this is not a trick question. I want you to look at the picture and tell me what is unusual about it or what you notice about it, okay? It's not a trick question, all right? So here's the first one. Have a wee look, have a wee study at that picture just for a second. Okay, I'm going to show you another one. There's 3 of them all together. Okay, there's your second one. All right, you having a good look? Yeah. And there's your third one. Can anyone, or would anyone like to hazard a guess as to what they think the unusual or weird thing is about that picture? Yes. Oh, you're awfully clever in Ballymena. Somebody did tell me that. Okay. Whenever you look at the picture in the ball, which I have one of, it's upside down when you look at it. So just in case anyone didn't notice, we'll go back. Okay, so there's the first one. You can see the land is at the top. Okay, and this one you can see this in the real picture, the sky is at the bottom, and in the ball, it's at the top. And in that one, the building is upside down. The photographs are taken through a ball a little bit like this. Now, if I hold this up, can you see the choir upside down if I hold it up? Can you see them? No? Am I too far away? Tell you what, as soon as I've got this fancy mic, I can come down. All right, Can you look? Can you see the people at the front are upside down? Yeah? Yeah? Or maybe the people over here? You can come and have a look after if you want. Now, I'm not a very scientific person, but I understand that the reason that it's upside down is to do with the curve on the, and if any of you are scientific, please don't correct me, but I understand it's to do with the curve on this side of the ball. It's nothing to do with the bit you look through. It's the bit on this side. And because it's curved, when you look in it, the image is turned upside down. It's the same sort of idea as if you take a spoon and you look in it and your reflection is upside down. Now, I'm going to put this back under here because I'll probably drop it otherwise. The verse that, or the passage that Georgia read earlier has, I'm going to think particularly about the beginning of the passage that she read for us. And it says this: do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when I think of that verse, when it says transformed, I often think that kind of means being turned upside down. A little bit that, like, when you look in that glass ball. When we follow Jesus, when we choose to live our lives following him, he transforms or turns upside down the way we think about things, the way we do things, and the way we see the world and the people are around us. He wants us to think differently to other people around us who don't follow him. Now, it might be that you look at that verse, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I think, it's a bit complicated. I don't quite know what all those words mean or what they all mean when they're put together. I have a different version for you. Let's see if we can. There we go. This is a slightly easier version, maybe to help us understand this verse a little bit. And it says this: so here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, eating, going to work or school, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out in you and develops well-formed maturity in you. It's a slightly easier way of thinking about that verse. So there's three things that I just want to pick out really quickly to help us understand what having our mind transformed or turned upside down when we follow Jesus means. Oh, there we go. The first bit is, I've picked out these wee bits from the middle. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without thinking. One of the things that Jesus asks us to do or tells us to do in the Bible is whenever we're faced with a situation at school or at home or at work or with your friends and you're not quite sure what to do about it, he says to test it, to look at what the Bible says. What does the Bible say that Jesus did in situations like this? How did Jesus behave? How did he treat people? How does he want us to show how much God loves them? Don't become so well adjusted that you fit in without thinking. Use your brains. use the things you learn in GB or in church about who God is and how he wants us to live. And when you're faced with different things in school and wherever you are, think about what does the Bible say about this? How would Jesus want me to treat this person? Or how would he want us to make this decision? The second thing that wee passage says is, embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. The most amazing thing that we can do to show God that we love him is to embrace what he does for us. To remember all the things that he's promised us. To remember the things he's done for us. To remember how much he has changed us on the inside, and embrace all that he offers as we live our lives. To follow him and to live our lives in worship to him every day. And the third thing is, when you think about how do we do that? How when I'm in school, well, I don't go to school, but how when you're in school tomorrow morning and you're sitting and your friends are saying things that maybe you know aren't what you would want to think in terms of what Jesus says, or there's somebody, you've got homework, you have forgotten to do your homework, and you think, if I could just copy my friends really quickly before I go into school, or people are saying things that you know aren't the right things to do. How can we, when we live every day following Jesus, how can we know what the right thing is to do? And it says in this verse, if we fix our attention on God, that helps us. And that really means reading our Bibles, praying, listening to your leaders whenever they're telling you how to do things, when they're teaching you what the Bible says in scripture class in GB. Maybe if you're in Sunday school or Bible class or other youth organizations in your church, to fix our attention on God, to spend time with him, reading his word and understanding what it means to follow him. Now, you go to GB. Can you move that on? Brilliant. And the organization that you go to has this motto, to seek, serve, and follow Christ. And as we think about this verse, you can use those things to help you. That your GB wants you to seek who God is, to find out who Jesus is, to spend time reading the Bible, asking questions, listening to the things that you hear about him, and to decide for yourselves, is Jesus who he says he is? Is he the person in the Bible? Is he God? You need to choose that for yourself. And then if that's something you decide to do, which we all hope that you will, your organization, the organization of GB, then encourages you to serve him. And when you go to school, when you're at home, when you're with your friends, that's about speaking truth the way Jesus did, to love as he did, to have the compassion that he has for others, to speak up for those who don't have a voice, to forgive people whenever they do things that you don't like or that hurt you, and to put others first. Our job is to serve others the way Jesus served us. And lastly, we're to follow Jesus. We're to live our lives for him. You seek him, you work out who he is, you serve him with your life, and you follow him every day in what you do. That's what having your mind turned upside down, having your thinking turned upside down is all about. And what does the verse say happens whenever you do that? It's right at the very end. Oh, I've gone too far. It says, there's a little line near the end of that verse, and it says, you'll be changed from the inside out. You'll still look the same on the outside, but there'll be something different about who you are inside. You'll be transformed. The way you do things, the way you think, the way you speak will be different because you love Jesus. And people will see this amazing difference in who you are. You'll be a little bit like the picture in my bowl. Oh, I pressed the wrong one. You'll be upside down. Your life will look different. It'll be transformed. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed, turned upside down, by the renewing of your mind. Don't become so well adjusted to how all the people around you think who don't believe in Jesus, that you fit in without even thinking. And I know that fitting in is the easier thing to do. But when we follow Jesus, we're asked to change, to be different, to stand out. And remember that embracing what God does for you is the best thing that you can do for him. It's the way of showing him how much you love him. And do that by fixing your attention on God and who he is. Read your Bible, listen to your leaders and others around you, pray and follow him and what he does. And a little bit like the pictures in my bowl, you will be changed from the inside out. And what people will see is the light of Jesus living inside you, shining out. So I just want to encourage you tonight to live out the things that you hear and be transformed as you live for Jesus. Let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you that as we live in this world, that we face loads of challenges in home, in school, in the community around us with our friends. And we thank you that whenever we face challenges, we don't face them alone. And that you teach us, you mold us, and you change how we think. You turn upside down how we see the world. And I pray particularly tonight for the girls of the GB here in Wellington. I pray that you will help them learn more about you, help them know what it means to live every day for you, and that they will know what it means to choose to not fit in with what everyone else says and does, but to have their thinking transformed and turned upside down as they live for you. I pray all this in your name. Amen.